Thank you, Mr. Chair. Under this agenda item, I would like to draw the attention of the audience to three points we presented in our working paper together with the Philippines, and thus complementing what has already said by the delegate of the Philippines. First, states should reaffirm their commitment not to conduct destructive direct ascent anti-satellite missile testing. We believe that the adoption of last UNGAR resolution on this subject calling for such a commitment has highlighted the broad international support it enjoys. Germany has made her unilateral national commitment at the second session of the OEWG in September 2021. Second, states should not test or use or threaten to use co-orbital kinetic counter space capabilities against satellites and other space objects. This includes, but is not limited to, space objects deliberately colliding with another satellite or physically forcing other satellites to disrupt its normal operation or to maneuver into safety or inflicting damage with robotic arms or other to other satellites or ejecting projectiles or similar objects targeting other satellites within its range. As a possible way forward to both sectors, we would like to propose to this OEWG to build on the UNGAR resolution on direct acid destructive ACED missile testing and to take this commitment one or even two steps further. In this sense, as it was earlier stated by the delegates of the United States, states could consider to refrain from any testing of counter-space capabilities that may result into breakups of space objects. This approach would help to achieve two goals, at least. First, to prevent the intentional creation of debris, which for a long time has been a major concern to safety in an already heavily congested orbit of outer space. And second, at the same time, it would address a behavior that is widely considered to be destabilizing and thus creating a threat to international security. In this context, we would also like to support the view that was expressed by the delegate of France that when addressing this issue, we need to consider both the physical effects of a breakup, but also the underlying destabilizing behavior and intent. Finally, a third element that we introduced in our paper should also be considered. States should not conduct or knowingly support activities through cyber, electromagnetic, or laser interference that create irreversible damage to a space object or lead to the permanent loss of operational control over a space object of another state. Thank you for giving me the floor.